April 13, How Faith Works. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Galatians 5:6. Christ has shown his great love for us by giving his life that we should not perish in our sins, that he might clothe us with his salvation. If this divine love is cherished in our hearts, it cements and strengthens our union with those of like faith. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John 4:16. The strengthening of our love for our brethren and sisters strengthens our love for Christ. This principle of love for God and for those for whom Christ died needs to be quickened by the Holy Spirit and cemented with brotherly kindness, tenderness. It needs to be strengthened by acts which testify that God is love. This union which joins heart with heart is not the result of sentimentalism, but the working of a healthful principle. Faith works by love and purifies the soul from all selfishness. Thus the soul is perfected in love, and having found grace and mercy through Christ's precious blood, how can we fail to be tender and merciful? Faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the one who pardons our sins and transgressions, the one who is able to keep us from sin and lead us in his footsteps, is set forth in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Here are presented the fruits of a faith that works by love and purifies the soul from selfishness. Faith and works are here combined. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not.